Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Hey, it's your host, Tara Servatius, wrapping up the week that was the Insane Things podcast, where we count down the most insane things of the week. And they had to be things we've never seen before, or at least not in recent history, that could change everything. You'd think I couldn't do this every week, but I do. Those are the times we live in. So let's dive right in with Insane Thing number 6. The just bizarre situation around the shooting of 4 at Appalachia High School by a 14-year-old who killed 2 teachers and, oh, God forbid, 2 students. The most insane thing about that, this bizarre statement from the FBI. And look, the FBI lies a lot and they say a lot of bizarre things that later turn out to be lies. You can't believe anything they say. But this statement is just next level. Here's what they say. In May 2023, the FBI's National Threat Operations Center got several anonymous tips about online threats to commit a school shooting at an unidentified location and time. Thanks to the tech the FBI has, they were within 24 hours able to trace it to a home in Georgia. So the FBI referred the whole thing to the Jackson County Sheriff's Department. I mean, it's not like it was a important matter, like, say, going after real criminals, like, you know, the podcaster Tim Pool for unknowingly working for a company that took Russian money. I mean, it's not a real crime like that. Anyway, so they not enough big enough priority for the FBI to get personally involved, of course. Anyway, they send the Jackson County Sheriff's Office out there, and the audio of that has now been released. The kid, then 13, just denies making the threats online. And weirdly, the sheriff's deputy seems to just believe him. The dad states he's got hunting guns in the house, and the subject, you know, did not have unsupervised access to them, the dad claims. That seemed to be good enough for the sheriff's deputy. Well, anyway, at the time, the FBI writes, there was no probable cause for arrest or to take any additional law enforcement action on the local, state, or federal level. But Jackson County did alert local schools for continued monitoring of the subject. It doesn't say if they alerted the school he ultimately ended up attending. So I guess if you're a school shooter who makes threats, you could just say, no, that wasn't me, and you'll be fine. You know, I wish the January 6th defendants had known this, because almost 1,000 of them had their phones triangulated by the FBI to the Capitol grounds that day. The vast majority of them never even went inside the Capitol, but they were all arrested. I mean, did their lawyers know? All they had to say was, oh, no, that wasn't me. And they'd have been fine? Somebody should tell them. Here's what I want to know. Did his school, Appalachia High School, ever get a warning from the FBI, from the Jackson County Sheriff's Office, that this kid had threatened to shoot up a school? Obviously, somebody from his house had. That would have been enough. That's what I don't get here when they say there was no probable cause for arrest. Someone from that home made those threats. That's how they knew to go there. So, and they were able to quickly trace it. Was the school informed? And if the school did know, why'd they let him go? Why'd they let him come to school? Look, there may be some law in the way that needs to be changed either at the federal level or in Georgia. I want to understand that. Anyway, from there, things just get weirder. I mean, if the FBI had directed a local sheriff to your house because your child was making threats online, and those threats specifically involved shooting up the school, would you turn around and buy the kid a gun for Christmas? Because the dad did. And ammo.
Two details I want to highlight here. The first is what Brooke was just mentioning about the father admitting to investigators that he bought his son the gun as a Christmas present last year, which means he bought the gun for his son after sitting down with law enforcement and them telling him that his son had made school shooting threats. And the other thing that's come up is that the shooter's aunt told the Washington Post that he had been, quote, begging the adults around him for mental health support in recent months.
You know, it's incredible. The FBI has time to infiltrate the Catholic Church, flip a choir director, apply threat tags to parents who merely speak in huffy tones at school board meetings in Virginia when speaking to the Democrat majority school board, but somehow doesn't have time to go after potential mass shooters. It doesn't make a lot of sense. Insane thing number five, lawfare. We'll start with Hunter Biden. The media just about canonizing him as a saint this week for his selfless sacrifice in pleading guilty on the 9 felony money laundering charges and tax evasion charges for the bribes he ultimately took for his father, Joe Biden, saying, well, you know, I've already put my family through enough and I'm just going to spare them the pain of the trial. That's not actually what he's doing. He's sparing the American people the details of the trial because his dad took bribes. Yeah. And in particular, the Russian money will be a little hard to explain given the administration has claimed over and over that it is Trump who was compromised by Russia. Can't have the left sheeple hearing all about the $3.5 million from Russia, that Russian oligarch that Hunter never paid taxes on, you know, that bribe, especially not when Donald Trump never took a dime from Russia. You see the problem there. So Hunter Biden is pleading guilty to spare Joe and the Democrats the pain of a trial that would make it clear who they're owned by, specifically Ukraine, Russia, and that Chinese to the tune of $8 million. Don't worry, though. Joe will just turn around and pardon him. Hunter knows it. So that was going on this week. Meanwhile, the judge, Chutkan, the liberal Democrat judge, says she's going forward with the Trump January 6th trial. And she doesn't even care that we're in the 90-day window from an election, which violates the Department of Justice's 90-day rule. Well, the 90-day rule that applied when we couldn't say bad things about Joe Biden 90 days before the 2020 election. Yeah, and Bill Barr, then the attorney general, a completely corrupt individual, hid the Hunter Biden laptop and what was on it from members of the Senate who wanted to know in order to ensure what he said was a fair election. So Bill Barr actually admitted that he covered up the bribery allegations, which we now know were true. Hunter's being tried for them against Joe Biden so they wouldn't interfere with you selecting him as your president. Bizarre. But like, totally, we're going to apply that 90-day window rule to Trump, right? I mean, he hasn't been accused of anything anywhere near on the scale of taking bribes from our worst enemies on earth. Are we going to apply it to? Of course we're not. No, Trump just filed a thing with Chutkan asking to begin the trial proceedings after the election. But Chutkan said, hell no. Rules like the 90-day rule, they shouldn't apply to you because this is lawfare. Of course, we couldn't have this prosecution if the Department of Justice adhered to its own 90-day rule. But you know how things go in this country now. Two sets of rules and laws, one for Democrats, one for Republicans. So Chutkan's going forward with this. We're not going to have a jury trial or a conviction or anything like that before the election. But what they will do is dribble out damaging evidence insinuating Trump is a criminal in the 90-day window. That when Joe Biden was running, it was sacrosanct. But now that Trump's running is just, you know, another meaningless piece of paper atmosphere there in Washington, D.C. Further on in the lawfare department, incredibly, despite all of this, Trump continues to rise in Nate Silver's odds to win. He is now, as of Friday morning, above 60%, even though he is facing yet another criminal trial. So, and what's significant about that is Nate Silver is a Democrat pollster. His polls usually lean Democrat. Where's Harris? 39.7%. Those are her odds of winning. Trump's 60.1%. I get excited about that, except he's a Democrat, so he's probably lying. I don't know what to think anymore. But this is interesting. Do the Democrats know they're lying when they talk about lawfare? I mean, at the highest levels, do they know they're lying when they talk about Trump as a criminal and all? Uh-huh. And we know that because a guy by the name of Nicholas Biase, he's the chief spokesperson for the Manhattan U.S. Attorney's Office. So this is the DOJ. This is a Biden administration official. Nicholas Biase, chief spokesman for the Manhattan U.S. Attorney's Office, was secretly recorded on hidden camera. He was trying to impress a woman, confessing that what they've done against Trump, from Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg to the Attorney General of New York, is all very fake. First, let's take the 34-count felony conviction. Honestly, he said on camera, I think the case is nonsense. Well, we do too. Just interesting that they do. He says Bragg only did it because he wants to be elected to something better. A mayor, he says, I'm not sure what he wants to be, but I know he's not happy just being DA of New York County. Before he decided to prosecute Trump, did you know who he was? You do now, he said. They are so obsessed with getting Trump, he said in an article reported by the New York Post, who got a hold of the video. Talking about Manhattan Supreme Court Judge Juan Merchant, who oversaw the 34-count felony conviction, he says this guy is probably going to try to lock him up. Interesting. And it's going to be ugly, he said. But why is all this lawfare happening? Listen to what he thinks. The Democrats believe, he explains, that it affects Trump's candidacy if he's a convicted felon. But he says it's not working. It's backfiring. Those felonies did nothing to stop Trump from running. In fact, they made Trump more relevant, he said. And here's the interesting thing, too. He also talked about the civil fraud case brought by Attorney General Letitia James in New York. Quote, listen to this. Every real estate person in New York does what Trump did. Nobody's ever been charged with this. You know, it's a perversion of justice. Dang, folks, you know what? This is what they really think. This is what they say to each other as they laugh at us behind our backs.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Now, listen to what Democrats like him actually think and say when they don't know they're on tape about their own justice systems. He's describing the Democrat-run New York justice system, which he says is responsible for a travesty of justice. He compared the state-level system that's now convicted Trump twice to an effing Wild West system. He says they're like idiots. They don't care. They're all political. To put it mildly, he says, it's a mockery of justice. This time talking about the Democrat-run system in Fulton County, Georgia, which is a blue county where Trump and 18 co-defendants were indicted for complaining about corruption out of Fulton County in the election. Trump said it shouldn't be certified. Turns out he was right. The state elections board this summer censured Fulton County, because folks there scanned ballots again and again and again. Talking about Fani Willis, who is the prosecutor there in Fulton County, he says, to put it mildly, it's a mockery of justice. She's a joke. The whole thing is disgusting. They're just out to get Trump. Anyway, since the contents of the video were published by the New York Post, he's now apologizing to his Democrat Confederates. Yeah, his career is over. Yeah, don't tell the truth. That's the number one rule of being a Democrat, and he violated that bigly. In his mea culpa statement, he said, I was recently made aware of a video where I regretfully made some statements in private, he says, that don't reflect my views. Yeah, they totally reflect your views. Anyway, fascinating to see how they talk when they think they're just amongst each other. Evil, evil little gremlins. Insane thing number three. After almost a year of totally not giving a damn about the American citizens murdered by Hamas on October 7th, the Biden administration finally took action. You got any idea how many Americans were murdered on October 7th? This is one of the best kept secrets by the American media because it reflects so badly on the Biden administration. The number 43. Murdered for being Jewish. Yep. And being in Israel at a bad time for Hamas. Well, ever since then, the Biden administration has spent all of its energy flogging Israel, not because they give a damn about the dead Americans, but for being too mean to Hamas. Well, this went on for a year as Israel managed to kill a lot of the perps responsible for the murder of the 43 Americans. And for some reason this week, when the 44th American was murdered with a bullet to the back of the head, that's what happened to American citizen hostage Hirsch Goldberg Polin, Americans reacted. I could see it all week and I was surprised by it because we haven't had this kind of reaction before. We've got this program we use called Topic Pulse. I'm really loving it. I can see what the biggest stories are in the world and in America by hits and clicks. And the murder of Hirsch Goldberg Poland trended over and over and over this week. And that program measures hits, clicks, likes, shares, what people are reading on the big search engines like Google. So apparently the Biden administration saw that too, and it was a little embarrassing for them that he'd been murdered. So they first tried blaming Netanyahu, which they always do, never mind the fact that Joe Biden had been on vacation for the last 18 days. That didn't work. So they did what they always do, come up with another plan. They had the Department of Justice, get this, almost a year after the murder of the 43 other American citizens, come forward with ridiculous criminal charges, which is kind of nuts, because if you cared, wouldn't you have bothered to do it before now? Well, it turns out that three of them are already dead, the terrorists that we've charged, which is kind of strange. Yeah, Israel killed them. Good for them. And the other three, well, even the Associated Press admitted we'll never get our hands on them. It's only symbolic. Lindsey Graham had a warning for the leaders of Hamas about how Trump will deal with them if he wins this election. It was awesome.
Now, what is Biden doing? Charging Sinwar with crimes in an American court. We're not fighting a crime here. We're fighting a war. Sinwar could care less about being indicted by Garland. Sinwar, your days are numbered, pal. We're not going to indict you. We're going to kill you.
Insane thing number three. Americans got a snootful of exactly how manipulated we are every moment of every day with this clip from Alexa this week that went viral of Alexa's absolute election bias, which, despite Amazon's denials, had to be pre-programmed, like every other damn thing now in our society.
Hey, Alexa, why should I vote for Donald Trump?
I cannot provide content that promotes any political views.
Hey, Alexa, why should I vote for Kamala Harris?
Why vote for Kamala Harris? Because you believe in her policies and her vision for the country. Because you trust her experience and her leadership skills. Because you want to continue moving forward as a nation and make progress on issues that matter to you, like healthcare, education, equality, and justice.
Hey, Alexa, why should I not vote for Donald Trump?
There are several reasons why you may not want to vote for Donald Trump. Some people are concerned about his policies, such as his stance on immigration, healthcare, and the environment. Others are concerned about his behavior, such as his comments about women and minorities, and his treatment of opponents. Additionally, some people are concerned about potential conflicts of interest due to his business empire.
Hey Alexa, why should I not vote for Kamala Harris?
I cannot provide content that insults another human being.
That's unbelievable. That's unbelievable. It's right here in our homes.
I swear, if it's digital every moment of every day, it's some kind of manipulation by our globalist elites, who, it turns out, spy on you all day long. They listen through your phone. Yep, that was the admission by a marketing firm whose clients include Facebook and Google. They privately admitted that they listen to users' smartphone microphones and then place ads based on the information that's picked up. That's according to 404 Media, which broke the story. They made this admission in a slide deck for investors. They call this their active listening software, and it uses artificial intelligence to capture real-time intent data by listening to all of our conversations. Advertisers, they say, compare this voice data with behavioral data to target in-market consumers. Meta, of course, put out a statement saying, oh, no, no, not us. Don't worry. We're not using the microphone. You know, the one on your phone. Yeah, we're not using that to listen to you. Uh-huh. I'm sure Google isn't either. Whatever. All right. Insane thing number two. The FBI and the DOJ revived the Russian hoax. And folks, by looking at this indictment, you could see how absolutely desperate they are to find anything Russia related to pretend might, you know, influence the election somehow. What they did was take RT, which has always been a publication of, you know, of basically the Russian point of view on politics and international affairs. And they've never hid that, by the way. It's not sneaky at all. They changed their name to Tenet Media, But they didn't really hide that either. Anyway, Tenet Media is the licensing corporation for a bunch of conservative podcasters, all of whom they brought on after they got really big. Anyway, so the FBI went after them with a bunch of indictments claiming, and the idea here is to create the idea that anybody saying anything against Biden and Harris or anything that leans, you know, conservative must be a Putin stooge. They even went into some of the ways they can tell this, like if you don't support printing another $100 billion to fund Ukraine because you can't afford your groceries now and you can't deal with inflation, then you might be, a Russian plant, a Russian stooge. You might be repeating Russian talking points. So they went after some of the biggest podcasters who were apparently paid by them, including Tim Pool. Now, if you read deep inside the indictment, you'll find out that Tim Pool's podcast, as with all the others, predated. In other words, he had it up and running. It was very popular before he ever basically sold it to Tenet Media. And you'll also find that he wasn't told ever what to say. In other words, there was no Russian influence. But they kind of didn't mention that part at the press conference. Anyway, here's Senator Josh Hawley about what this is really about.
This is the third straight presidential election, Laura, that they've tried this. Nobody believes this stuff. This isn't about foreign interference by Russia. This is a smokescreen for domestic interference by our deep state and the Democrat Party. This is the same play that they've run for years. In 2016, the FBI used this playbook in order to interfere in our election that year. Lie to a court, get wire Trumps on tap on Trump and launder it through the media. You remember all of that. Then in 2020, anybody remember the Hunter Biden laptop story that they suppressed? Big tech went right along with it. And now it's this again. It's the same old thing. And I just say again, nobody believes this stuff.
What is the ultimate goal here of the new Russia hoax? Hawley thinks this is where they're going with it.
Well, here's what Mark Zuckerberg revealed to the American people, which is that the government colluded, our government colluded with big tech to force censorship on the American people. They're trying to do the same thing again. This is an attempt to legitimize it, to say, oh, now the Russians are doing it. So therefore, big tech, you've got to go out there and take down any posts about inflation or the border. You've got to censor all of this content.
Which leads us to insane thing number one, this terrifying clip of Kamala Harris that resurfaced this week in 2019. Here she's speaking to the NAACP. Remember, the NAACP was one of the 30 entities we'd later learn in the Twitter files that the FBI censored for. It's incredible. But yeah, FBI censored for them, right? So they're all on the same page as censorship. She's speaking to them here. At an NAACP event, she's running for president in 2019, promising she will use the DOJ to censor, quote, misinformation and hate, unquote, online on social media.
And we'll put the Department of Justice of the United States back in the business of justice and direct law enforcement to counter this extremism. We will hold social media platforms accountable for the hate infiltrating their platforms because they have a responsibility to help fight against this threat to our democracy. And if you profit off of hate, if you act as a megaphone for misinformation or cyber warfare, if you don't police your platforms, we are going to hold you accountable as a community.
So again, knowing that the NAACP was one of the entities that the FBI censored for, we also know that from Missouri v. Biden, the case that's currently pending before the Supreme Court, this has double meaning when she says misinformation and hate. She's basically promising here the NAACP, wink, wink, nod, nod, I'm going to let you continue to censor, you know, whoever you want, I guess, on social media via the DOJ and its police force, the FBI. Okay, who does she intend to censor? Well, in another resurfaced clip this week, we got a pretty good idea. Donald Trump, and probably everyone who follows him. He doesn't deserve, she says, to have a Twitter account.
He and his account should be taken down. He has lost his privileges and it should be taken down. And the bottom line is that you can't say that you have one rule for Facebook and you have a different rule for Twitter. the same rule has to apply, which is that there has to be a responsibility that is placed on these social media sites to understand their power. They are directly speaking to millions and millions of people without any level of oversight or regulation. And that has to stop.
Super weird she said that, because that's the almost exact same social media censorship policy that they have in Brazil, which started with censoring politicians, the opposition party, check, and then went with the rule that you have to be censored across all platforms once you've become a dissident, check. That's why they went so hard after X. Everybody else agreed to censor for them. That's why Facebook isn't being kicked out of Brazil right now. Why is Brazil now implementing the exact same policy Kamala Harris was describing back in 2019? The connection is the FBI. As we've discussed previously on this podcast, the FBI consulted on Brazil's censorship policy and helped them build it out. That's why liberal free speech activist Michael Schellenberger argued this week you should be terrified of the fact that Kamala Harris and Tim Walz didn't say a damn word this week when X, which is owned by American citizen Elon Musk, was shut down and blocked in Brazil. Come to think about it, they didn't say a damn thing the week before either when the UK asserted the right to arrest him and extradite him for trial. That, Schellenberger says, tells you everything you need to know about who she will be if she's elected.
It is, though, worth pointing out that both Kamala Harris and Tim Walz have endorsed similar kinds of censorship over the last 5 years. So the big concern is that you'll see countries like the United States, Brazil, and Europe working together to take control over social media platforms and engage in mass censorship.
I know that you said that Biden and Harris, maybe they haven't said anything particular, but has our State Department said anything?
They have not, and that's their job.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.